The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Shalom, shalom, Rolien. How are you today?
Oh, we have shaloms in stereo. Two of them. Good in yourself.
Yeah, no, we could even add in a third next time if you really, really want. Apologies for the late crossing. Let's get into it because we crossed a little late today. And what's going on in your part of the world, Rolien?
Well, let's look at the big story, which is the rise in COVID figures here in Israel. And there are several authorities who do believe that Israel is in our second wave. However, over the last 24 hours, there has been a reduction in the amount of infection as opposed to the last 2 weeks. And I know that collectively around the world, I think the World Health Organization said yesterday was the highest collective day of COVID-19 infections. And one thing that the government have come out very strongly is about the importance of wearing the mask. So guys, really, you know, apparently masks can seriously, seriously, seriously reduce the risk of spreading and the risk of getting the infection. So please, guys, I'm like asking from across the continent here, please wear your masks. In fact, the plea is so sincere here in Israel that we've raised the penalty for people who are caught without their masks. They will now be fined 500 shekels, and police have guaranteed that they will help implement the restrictions a lot more strongly. They won't be as forgiving as they have been in the past. So let's look at the important statistics before we get into some of the news around COVID-19 here in Israel. Since the start of the global pandemic, 20,869 people have tested positive for the virus. At the moment, 307 have passed away. The number of people currently infected is at 4,848, with 46 in serious condition and 29 on ventilators, and 15,714 people have made full recoveries. But we're not taking any chances. The RDF earlier announcing they will impose stricter restrictions on soldiers, and a lot of debate at the Knesset in and around whether or not to reinstitute the Shin Bet tracking. The Shin Bet are loath to do that. They say it could possibly make them vulnerable to hacking, but it's very important that we look at the epidemiology of, you know, where the infections are coming from, and we continue with our policy of locating these areas and further isolating them. But at the same time, we have had some good news. The train services started again today, and while they weren't as full as was anticipated, they did resume. Also, along with that, very, very strict restrictions. You have to book your tickets way in advance. You have to maintain social distancing, hygiene, masks. That's been implemented. And cultural event halls up to 250 people have opened, and the hospitals have announced that those with speciality COVID wings have reopened those wings should the numbers really escalate. But as I said earlier, in the last 24 hours, slightly more down than there have been recently. We've had 91 new cases in the last 24 hours. However, in the West Bank, 142.
Wow. Okay. Seriously, we watch that and wait to hear from you. Rolien, such interesting developments in Israel today. Tel Aviv planning on legalizing gay marriage while the country looks to legalize marijuana. What is going on in Israel?
Well, I guess the song that we should be all singing is Legalize It by Bob Marley, whether you're talking about rolling and lighting one up, or whether you're talking about recognizing same-sex partnerships. But first, let's talk about, because it is Pride Month, and one thing that Israel does pride itself on, yes, pun intended, you all see where I went, is that we have one of the most progressive records in gay rights in the Middle East, but also in the world. So today the mayor of Tel Aviv announced that even though the city cannot hold its traditional gay pride parade, they are going to mark pride with different events. And Tel Aviv has been acknowledged as the world's most gay-friendly city. And what the city will be doing is recognizing partnerships that same-sex partnerships will receive, well, not only will be recognized, but they will receive the same benefits that heteronormative, I think, is the right definition. If it isn't, somebody please correct me. And this will allow same-sex couples who are registered as family units to get tax breaks on housing, as well as enrollment of their children in the city's educational institutions will be easier, and also they will get child daycare. And they've thrown the gauntlet to the government: make this nationwide. So that is Tel Aviv taking a stand for equality and gay rights in the city. And the city, even though many of us can't go there at the moment because we're all trying to be very good and socially distant, is festooned in rainbow flags. And while we're talking legalization of things, let's talk about the possibility that the personal use of marijuana, doobie, zol, whatever you want to call it, that process is being put into place. I think that for a lot of people, it helps with anxiety. Of course, we heard from former Health Minister Jacob or Yaakov Litzman, who said, you know, that all you're going to do is encourage people's drug habits. Someone saying on Twitter, perhaps he's in need of a large joint. But that's just somebody on Twitter weighing in there. But yeah, the first major hurdles cleared the Knesset yesterday, and both major parties behind legalizing marijuana for personal use. So wow. Anyone want
to... I'm not pro the drug. I'm really not. I'm just thinking maybe in the Middle East it should be mandatory. Maybe you'll all just chill out a little bit, and maybe this could be a good thing. I don't know. Says he very
well. Remember that Israel is now one of the world leaders in medical cannabis. Perhaps that's why we ranked 11th on, you know, the global happiness rankings. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And in 1 minute, can you address Yad Vashem, director, stepping down?
I just want to say for clarification, no joints were smoked in the filing of today's Israel report. But yeah, we will be saying a fond and much appreciated farewell to Avner Shalev, who has been the director of Yad Vashem for the last 27 years. He will be stepping down as director. The reason hasn't been given, nor has his successor. But we just want to thank him for his exceptional leadership in one of the world's, if possibly not the world's, most important museum and memorial.
Rolene Marks, that's where we leave it today. Thank you for making me laugh. Always love that. And, yeah, look forward to chatting to you same time tomorrow.
I'm Israel. Hi, Simon. That's all I'm going to say.
That was Rolene Marks playing with words. Am Yisrael Chai. Instead, it's Am Yisrael Chai because of the legalized marijuana.